Good morning, 752.
Middle-income Americans have seen their income come down by $4,300.
Governor Romney has a perspective that says if we cut taxes skewed towards the wealthy and roll back regulations, that we'll be better off.
Mitt Romney may have recaptured the energy of his campaign, energy needed in last night's first presidential debate. He sharply criticized the president's record on the economy, health care, and the deficit. Joining us live is Lenny Steinhorn, who's professor of public communication at American University. Lenny, good to have you with us this morning. Does this change the dynamics of the campaign? Republicans and Democrats are all saying they believe last night Romney had the upper hand.
Well, Romney certainly had the upper hand in the sense that he was on the stage with the president, had an hour and a half to articulate his views, to show that he's in command of the issues, that he knows what he's talking about. So I think, yes, in that sense, he was able to reintroduce himself to the American people and get on that stage, and that's really important. In most cases, challengers to incumbents do very well in the first debate simply by the exposure it gives them, as long as they don't make a huge gaffe, and he did not last night.
Were you surprised at all at the president's nonverbal actions, looking down often, nodding his head as if agreeing with Romney?
Well, actually, some might be able to interpret that as sort of being agreeable and humble and sort of a nice guy. Look, I don't think history looks at the Lincoln-Douglas debate in terms of how they stood on the stage and how often they looked at the people who were in the audience. You really want to judge this based on how they articulated their philosophy, what their philosophy is, and what their policies will do for the country. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the American people said, we want to hear them get specific. We want to know if they know the issues. They answer that question, each of them.
Is it more, however, than just perhaps the specifics of policy and procedure, but also a sense that voters want to get from candidates that the person they support is willing to fight for them?
Well, sure. And I think that both of them were willing to do that. I think Governor Romney was a bit more aggressive in terms of his stage manner. He always seemed to insist on getting the last word. He interrupted a bit, and President Obama went on and rambled a little bit on some of these answers. And so one could interpret, if one were a theater critic, that perhaps Mitt Romney is going to be out there fighting and President Obama might be more passive. But this, you know, the presidency isn't performance art. So the question really is, were they saying accurate things? Were they speaking their philosophies in a way that's going to be meaningful to their voters? I think we have to respect voters for looking at it that way and not just looking at it as sort of a game of survivor.
There were cases where both of them shaded the truth just a bit. And the thing is, as you watch a debate like that, a lot of times you don't know what's right and what's not right.
That's also very true, and I agree with you there. And I also think that they both got into the weeds so much that it accomplished one thing, which is to show that they both had a command of the issues, but it also sort of didn't hit a lot of emotional buttons that often political communicators want them to hit. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, even though Governor Romney sort of seemed to be more, you know, aggressive in this debate, you know, maybe more on his game in terms of the performance art, I don't think either of them made sort of emotionally compelling arguments about their philosophy that people will be able to take away and have that one soundbite that they're going to be able to remember.
Now, you've seen in the past where some candidates have been good in the first debate and everyone thought the momentum may have shifted, but subsequently things changed. History tells us not to read too much into this, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, otherwise we'd probably have a president John Kerry or perhaps a president Walter Mondale. The next debate is going to be more of a town hall style in which the candidates do engage the voters a bit. So that really is going to test some of their interpersonal skills, and they can't rehearse for that as much because quite often the people in the audience will come up with questions that come to things from a completely different angle and will surprise them. So that will show us how good they are on their toes. This one really did reflect how well and how much time they prepared for a lot of these answers to the questions that they all knew were coming.